The hour of recess having expired, Senator in session, Senator from Shelby.
Recognize the senator from the 20th on a privileged motion on Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 72 with House committee substitute as amended.
Senator from the 20th district, you're recognized for a privileged motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a privileged motion.
State your motion.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 275 with House committee substitute be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion of the senator from the 20th district. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
As the contrary, say no.
Mr. President.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 20th, your bill is before the body.
Mr. President, point of order.
Senator from the 23rd.
President, I object to this. I was seeking recognition before the motion, before we came before the body to consider bringing the bill from the senator from the 20th before the body for debate. I was seeking recognition to make a substitute privilege motion, but I was not recognized, Mr. President. My objection is that I should be recognized to make a substitute privilege motion. And I would ask that it be referred to the pro tem.
Senator, are you objecting? Are you raising a point of order?
I'm raising a point of order.
State your point.
My point of order is that I should have been recognized for a substitute privilege motion before the body voted by voice vote to allow the bill from the senator from the 20th to come before the body.
Your point of order will be referred to the president pro tem.
Speak on the point of order, Senator from Johnson. Please proceed.
From the 23rd was clearly audible and up from his seat in order to make a substitute motion. I don't know when else you're supposed to make a substitute motion if it's not before the motion for the senator from 20th was making his motion. So tradition of the Senate, not only tradition of the Senate, but rules of the Senate, say that the senator from the 23rd should be recognized for a substitute motion. If we're going to forget the rules of the Senate and we're going to forget traditions in the Senate, then that's fine. There can be a lot more surprises here today. Thank you, Mr. President.
See there, Senator. Want to be heard on the part of Senator Lawrence.
Mr. President, I concur with the Senator from Johnson. I was here at my seat. I clearly heard the senator from the 23rd was the first audible. And if we're going to allow just picking and choosing, not taking the first audible, which we clearly have done in the past, we're setting ourselves up for a lot of trouble. So, Mr. President, I hope that those who are back there contemplating on how to rule on this point of order should take it to where the senator from the 23rd was clearly a first audible. Now, if we're going to say that just because we don't like someone, that's not the way this chamber typically operates. So we'll see, based on the ruling, how we continue the rest of the day. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thanks, Senator. Does any other senator desire to be heard on the point of order? Senator from Newton.
Just want to say I, too, clearly heard the senator from the 23rd stand up and ask for recognition. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Any other senator desire to be heard on the point of order? Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. To speak on the point of order?
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Having not been in the chamber, I don't know if the chair called this correctly or not, but I would defer to the expertise of the individual in the chair this morning and probably rule against the point of order.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from 23rd.
Point of order.
Please proceed.
I want to read Rule 76 of the Missouri Senate. When a senator is about to speak, he should rise respectfully and address himself or herself to the chair standing at his seat, his or her seat, and wait until his or her name or designation is announced, when he or she shall proceed, addressing himself and herself always to the chair. If a senator is unable to stand due to a permanent physical disability, he or she, after seeking recognition from the chair, shall be recognized in lieu of standing. Rule 77 states that if two or more senators seek recognition in accordance with Rule 76 at once, the chair shall name a senator who is to speak first, the other seeking recognition having the preference to speak next. Clearly, Mr. President, I was seeking recognition almost in the same instant and slightly before at which the senator from Shelby was seeking recognition. And yet, even after a motion was attempted to be brought before the body by the president pro tem, I still was not recognized for a motion that I wanted to make. These are the rules of the Senate. These are the rules of the Senate. If we're just going to throw the rules of the Senate into the trash can, these were rules by the way, that each of us agreed to. If it no longer matters to recognize a senator before motions are executed on this floor, then we are no longer the Missouri Senate. Rule 76 and Rule 77 clearly state that I should have been recognized to make a substitute motion on the privileged motion in question. Now, this body can vote that motion down, and that as is its right. However, denying a senator an opportunity to make a motion is a betrayal of the rules and a betrayal of the procedures of the Missouri State Senate. And if we are going to break the rules, then it's difficult for me to imagine how we're going to get anything done today. If the rules don't matter, what does? Now, I know there are significant tensions in this body right now. I understand that there are priorities, that we have already identified a path for these priorities to move, but we must do so within the context of the rules that every member of this chamber has agreed to. If this point of order is not well taken, if the rules don't matter, then it's difficult to see how any of us are going to be able to move forward to work with one another for the next 6 hours, 7 hours, and get some of the biggest priorities in this state to the governor's desk before 6 p.m. I would ask that the point of order be well taken and I be recognized to make a substitute privilege motion. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 5th.
Point of personal privilege.
Senator of the 5th has requested a point of personal privilege. Senator, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my right and your left is Cody Salka. He's been interning in my office this session and has done outstanding work from ensuring that the bills on my chamber desk were up to date each day, preparing my committee folders, and really inserting himself into the legislative process whenever he could. He's a sophomore now at the University of Missouri, majoring in business administration while minoring in pre-law. He's the chapter president of the Sigma Phi Epsilon, which just won chapter of the year award. I'm happy to say that Cody plans to attend law school after graduation, and I'm incredibly grateful for his hard work this session, and I'm highly confident that he's going to do great things in the future. If the body could just join me in thanking him for joining us this session. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Cody. Senator from the 2nd.
Request a point of personal privilege.
Senator from the 2nd has requested a point of personal privilege. Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On my desk here, I have a courtesy resolution. I would say half of the body has signed it. We have a young man over here who was born in Ukraine about 10 or 12 years ago, whatever it is, he'll yell at me later. He came to our nation, became an American citizen, and he recently has been asked to hopefully join bridge building between the United States and his nation as an honored consul. So this is something that we are going to send, encouraging them to look at his work ethic, look at what he has done for this nation and giving back to the people in Ukraine. And the senator from the first right now has it. If anybody would like to sign that, I'm going to have it with me on my desk all day. So thank you very much. And thank you, Mr. Igor.
Say thank you. Senator, the 20th.
Point of personal privilege.
Senator, 20th has requested a point of personal privilege. Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. While we're waiting for final deliberations to take place here, I saw that both members of my staff are out on the floor and just wanted to take a second to recognize and thank them. My chief of staff, Bruce DeGroat, we came into the House together 7 years ago now, and had many great adventures over there, and I really appreciate him taking the plunge and coming across the rotunda with me to serve in his capacity in this chamber. I couldn't do it without him. And Chance Hepla, who's back there on the wall, holding the wall up.
Could we please get some order in the chamber while the senator on the 20th has a point of personal privilege? Senator, please proceed.
Thank you for that, Mr. President. It's been a great privilege and honor to work with him all session, and a fellow that hails from my neck of the woods, a Springfield native, which let me tell you, is always great to have someone with the hometown accent and the hometown knowledge on the other end of the phone when you're dealing with constituents who have concerns and issues that need to be handled. A very bright gentleman with a great future, and we're going to watch his career with great interest. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the first. Senator from the first district has requested a point of personal privilege. Senator, you can proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. For my right and your left, I have my intern, who is Jack Ratliff. I asked him if he wanted me to say something nice about him today. He wasn't sure, so I'm just going to say he was an average intern the entire year. No, I kid. He's been great. He's done a great job. If you look at my desk, it's the best it's ever looked. And I can find everything, and I know he's going to go on to do great things. So if we all could give him a warm welcome, thank you.
The chair will rule on the point of order. The point of order is well taken. The chair erred in not recognizing the senator from the 23rd before the vote was taken on the senator from the 20th's motion to bring the bill before the body. The point of order is well taken. Senator from the 23rd, for what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a substitute privilege motion.
Send your substitute motion forward, Senator. Send your substitute motion forward, Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. And if I could have one member standing, I would ask that the motion be reduced to writing. The motion is I would move that the Senate take up Senate Bill 540 for third reading and final passage. And if I have one member standing, I would like to have it reduced to writing.
Senator from the 18th district, for what reason do you rise?
Mr. President, I have an amendment to the substitute.
Please send your amendment to the substitute forward.
I move to amend the motion to replace Senate substitute for Senate Bill 540 with House Amendments 1 and 2, with Senate substitute, Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 92, with House Committee substitute as amended.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that amendment to the substitute forward, Madam Secretary, in the interest of, it was already read, but in the interest of, let's go ahead and read the amendment formally to the substitute.
I move to amend the motion to replace Senate substitute Senate Bill 540 with House Amendments 1 through 2 with Senate substitute Senate Committee substitute Senate Bill 92 with House Committee substitute as amended.
Senator from Shelby County, would you like to explain your amendment to the substitute?
Yes, I'd like to amend the substitute to go to Senate Bill 92. And if I could have five members standing, I'd like to have a roll call vote.
You do have five members standing. You will have your roll call discussion on the adoption of the amendment to the substitute amendment. Senator from the 23rd.
Mr. President, to speak on the substitute vote, or a substitute amendment to the substitute motion?
You want to speak on the amendment to the substitute motion?
I would like to speak on the amended substitute motion.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Okay, so for those watching at home, I'd like to just go over real quick what's happened so far. So a motion was made to go to a bill, House or Senate Bill 275 from the senator from the 20th. Now, for those of those interested in that bill, that is a special interest tax cut for utility companies in the state of Missouri. So if we go and we spend our time on that bill today, there's a really powerful special interest by the name of Ameren Missouri that's going to get a great tax benefit that nobody else in this state's going to get. So that's the first piece. The second piece is I made a substitute motion to go to House Senate Bill 540, which is the personal property tax cut in the state of Missouri. It'd be the first ever. It'd be worth almost $2 billion over 10 years to the people of this state. And we're about to get a vote because the senator from the 18th made another amendment to try to go to Senate Bill 92. Senate Bill 92 instead of the personal property tax cut. And we're about to take a roll call vote, which I was more than in favor of doing. I'm ready to take a roll call vote on whether we are going to cut personal property taxes by going to Senate Bill 540, or we're going to do something else. And I think there may be an unusually higher number of people in Missouri that are watching this roll call vote to see who is going to vote to stay on House Senate Bill 540, which is the personal property tax cut, and who is going to vote to go to something else. And I think that's a binary decision. It's a binary decision. I knew we were going to have this decision. I'm excited to have this roll call vote because this is the vote, folks. This is the vote on whether or not we're going to cut personal property taxes. It's going to be recorded in the journal, and every person in the state of Missouri is going to know who on this floor, when called to take a roll call vote, had an opportunity to cut personal property taxes all across the state. I can't wait. Let's do it. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion on the motion offered by the senator from Shelby County. Senator from the 20th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd just like to briefly correct the record on Senate Bill 275.
Senator, would you like to speak on the motion?
Yes, speak on the motion.
Proceed.
Mr. President.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 275 is, in fact, a tax cut on electricity rates for every ratepayer in Missouri that is currently having to pay sales taxes, has a utility that's paying sales taxes on the equipment that goes into the production of electricity that we all consume. So I appreciate the senator from the 23rd and his desire to get more tax cuts for the people of Missouri. I certainly support more tax cuts in any form that we can get them in. Right now, I think that what we should do is we should look at the tax cuts that can pass and pass those. And hopefully the senator from the 23rd's tax cut is one such tax cut that can be done today. But we shouldn't kill other tax cuts in the pursuit of our own tax cut. I think that we should try to do the best job possible for the people of Missouri and keep this discussion about the policy that we all were sent here by our constituents to pursue, the policy that we believe in that will make Missouri a stronger place to grow a family and grow a business in the future, and not about the personalities on this floor. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion on the motion offered by the senator from Shelby. Seeing none, Senator from Shelby, you're recognized. Close.
Mr. President, prior to my closing on this amendment, I'd like to make a few remarks about the political theater that we are witnessing today. This really isn't about whether senators here want to have a personal property tax reduction, whether they want to have something else. What it is about is I was elected to be the floor leader of the Senate. That means that I'm to determine the order that we go to when we consider any pieces of legislation. I think this is more about, are we going to have chaos every day like we have had for the last few days and like the last few years really have been chaotic. And what happens is people bring legislation to the floor that they cannot get passed. And then, in retaliation for that, they hang up the business of the Senate for hour after hour after hour after hour. All of us here have people at home that we are representing. All of us here have matters that we think are serious for the state of Missouri. We're not all running for governor. So we are trying to do things in an orderly fashion, and we cannot continue to have this chaos. That is what this is about. Nothing more, nothing less. Either we are going to have a Senate that is respected and stands on tradition, or we're going to have something like mud wrestling, which is about what we've had for the last couple of years. We cannot continue that way. Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The senator from Shelby County has closed on the adoption of the amendment to the substitute motion. A roll call has been requested and granted. Madam Secretary, please call the roll on the adoption of the senator from Shelby's amendment.
Senators Arthur,
aye.
Bean,
aye.
Beck,
aye.
Bernsketter,
aye.
Black,
aye.
Bratton,
aye.
Brown 16,
aye.
Brown 26, Carter, Serpoy,
aye.
Coleman,
aye.
Crawford,
aye.
Igel, Esslinger,
aye.
Fitzwater,
aye.
Gannon,
aye.
Hoskins,
aye.
Huff,
aye.
Koenig,
aye.
Lucht-Meyer,
aye.
May,
aye.
McCreary,
aye.
Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Razor,
aye.
Rizzo,
aye.
Roberts,
aye.
Rowden,
aye.
Schroer,
aye.
Thompson Rader,
aye.
Trent,
aye.
Washington,
aye.
Williams,
aye.
Senator from Newton. Senator from Newton votes no. Senator from Franklin County. Senator from Franklin County votes no. By a vote of 26 aye and 8 no, the amendment carries. We are back on the underlying substitute motion as amended offered by the senator from the 23rd district. Further discussion on that motion. Seeing none, Senator from the 23rd, you are recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The senator from the 23rd. Just as a statement of clarity, the substitute motion has now been amended, so a yes vote on this motion will send us to Senate Bill 92. A no vote on this motion will send us back to Senate Bill 275 as originally set out by the senator from Shelby. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion carries. The senator from Johnson County is recognized for the adoption of the House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 92 as amended.
Thank you, Mr. President. Please lay that bill on the informal calendar.
That bill will be placed on the informal calendar. Senator, let me clarify. Senator, there is no informal calendar. You need to withdraw the motion. My apologies.
Thank you, Mr. President. Please withdraw that motion.
Thank you, Senator. That motion will be withdrawn. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I ask that you recognize the senator from the 20th on Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 275.
Senator from the 20th, you are recognized for a privileged motion on Senate Bill 275.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a privileged motion.
State your motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 275 with House Committee substitute be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion of the senator from the 20th. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from the 20th.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is, as we discussed yesterday and earlier today, the tax cut on the production transmission of electricity. This is a cut in the cost of production electricity that will find its way to every person who pays the rates that go to support the cost of producing electricity. There are also other bills, we went over them yesterday, so I won't belabor that today, that were added in the House that do not appear to have any strong opposition. I'd be happy to answer any questions. If there are no questions, I renew my motion.
Senator, before we move on, would you move for the adoption of the House Committee substitute?
Yes, sorry, Mr. President. I move the House Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 275 be adopted.
The senator from the 20th District has moved for the adoption of the House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 275. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 23rd.
Speak on the motion.
You may proceed.
Well, that was fun. You know, I always get a kick out of the fact, whenever I hear anybody on as public a place as this Senate floor decry political theater. I always get a kick out of that. Because that is a way to distract, that is a way to relegate and dismiss concerns of members of this body by simply saying that everything we do on this floor is just political theater. I mean, you could make the broader case, of course, that everything that happens in Jefferson City, the status quo of Jefferson City, is really just done for political theater. And I encourage the first person that believes in this chamber that they are free from ever having engaged in political theater to throw the first stone. Now, I'm a fan of sayings. I love sayings. And if you look back across history, there are figures in American history that have made some of my favorite sayings. And one such person was Vince Lombardi. And Vince Lombardi, who many of you probably have heard that name before, once said famously to a team that he inherited as head coach, the Green Bay Packers, who were a losing organization. When asked about the possibility of doing better in successive seasons under his leadership, boldly stated, "We know how rough the road will be. We know about the obstacles that lay along the track, how heavy here the road will be. But we have set our soul ahead upon a certain goal ahead, and nothing from hell to sky shall ever turn us back. Welcome to the Missouri Senate." He didn't say that last part. Now, I'm also a fan of telling people about a phenomenon, a human phenomenon. And I call this human phenomenon a moment, which is a moment in someone's life when they must make a choice. I refer to it as a Darth Vader moment. Now, I'm guessing most people listening and seeing and sitting here in the chamber today have heard of Darth Vader and are familiar with the history of Darth Vader. But if you're not, that's okay, because I'm going to tell you a little story. Darth Vader is a fictional character from the Star Wars universe. And in the story of Darth Vader, who was an evil villain, before he became one of the most feared and evil members of the galaxy far, far away, he was a man. And this man was a guy by the name of Anakin Skywalker. Now, Anakin Skywalker was what we would refer to as a troubled youth. And this troubled youth, who didn't know exactly where he wanted to go or who he wanted to be in life, was the first Hollywood example I can think of someone who came to a moment in his life that I now refer to as a Darth Vader moment, in his case, literally. And for Anakin Skywalker, that Darth Vader moment was a moment in time where he had to choose whether to be a greater or lesser version of himself. A version of himself built for good, or a version of himself built for evil. And oftentimes, and as a result of this moment that Anakin Skywalker went to, and you've all seen the movie, his future was going to be determined by who he was in that Darth Vader moment. It is a moment where he had to decide who he was going to be. And I realized, and you know how that story went, he didn't do well in that Darth Vader moment. He became a version of himself that stood for tyranny, oppression, and he failed in his Darth Vader moment. In his case, literally became Darth Vader. You've seen the movie, right? Episode 3. I've come to realize that there are moments for all of us on God's earth where we will face our own Darth Vader moment. We will face that moment where individually we must decide who we are, what we will be, what we will stand for. In spite of people saying that it's just political theater, it turns out that the things that happen in this chamber matter. And dismissing attempts to cut one of the most awful taxes that we have in our society as political theater because someone was willing to stand up is regrettable. And so here today, we have a Darth Vader moment. And one of the outcomes and consequences of running for political office is that today may come for every member of this chamber, that they may have a Darth Vader moment that challenges them to become who they're going to be moving forward. And as a member of the Missouri Senate, that has to happen in a very public way, with everyone watching. And when we fail those public Darth Vader moments, they live on. And the echoes of the decisions we make, the stands that we choose to pursue, the battlefields that we choose to fight, the roads that we choose to follow, the mountains that we choose to climb, affect every one of the 6 million people in this state. And as I said, we are facing a Darth Vader moment right now. Some of you may be saying to yourself that it is the senator from the 23rd who is facing a Darth Vader moment. Some of you may be thinking, is he going to take the choice of stopping special interest bills for the rest of the day? Or is he going to choose that this battlefield, that this moment, that this hour, not tomorrow, is the one where we're going to say enough, regardless of titles, regardless of policy, regardless of all the things that the hallways and the special interests of this building tell us that they believe is important. But for all the people in the hallways right now praying that their bills are going to get passed, there's 6 million Missourians that are going to have to go on December 1st and pay a personal property tax because in Missouri it's okay for the government to charge you rent on your car. You want to know why Missouri is stagnating? It's not because we didn't pass enough sludge special interest bills this session. It's not because government didn't spend enough of your taxpayer dollars. It's because when we had a moment in time to do what is right for this state, even if it ruffles the feathers of some snowflakes in this chamber, that we made a decision. Now, for those of you thinking I'm facing a Darth Vader moment right now, I'm arguing that it is not me. A Darth Vader moment can be born by the individual. It can be born by a group. Now, I am famous. If I'm famous for anything, it's that I don't get along well in a group. I understand that. And I would tell you that when I decided to run for elected office, I wasn't doing so because I was looking for more friends. I was doing so because I made a commitment that when everyone else in Jefferson City was telling me to do one thing, I was prepared to do what was in my heart that I felt was worth fighting for. And so perhaps the Darth Vader moment that we face today is for this chamber, because we have spent an entire session, with few exceptions, passing bills that will not change the trajectory of this state. And here we are, after 4.5 months, one of the longest legislative sessions in all of America, with one more opportunity to do right by the people of this state. And believe me when I tell you, I've already had folks tell me, you can't do that. You can't do that today. You can't stand up and fight. Because that's what Jefferson City is famous for. Making us a version of ourselves different from who we were when we first ran our first campaigns. If there is ever a frustration from the people in this state, it is because they hear one thing in campaign season and they get something else when we arrive in this town. The trust level is lower, as I said yesterday, between elected officials and their representatives and their constituents than ever. We want to talk about political theater. The people of Missouri should know that an agreement was already made in this chamber to pass what would be the first personal property tax cut in state history. It was agreed to a week ago in exchange for the passage of bills that I voted against and would normally not support. And yet, here on the final day, members of this chamber are refusing to make good on the promises that we were going to put Missourians first. And the crazy thing about Jefferson City is when people lie to you and you find out about it, they're angry at you for finding out. I see failures of Darth Vader moments every day in this building. And the secret about those moments is that we're all going to face them. And here's another secret. At some point in our life, we will all fail them. I don't know of a person that I have met in this city or otherwise that hasn't failed those moments. I haven't even heard of a person, except for one. I've only heard of one person that never failed a Darth Vader moment. He died on a cross 2,000 years ago. And here's another secret about Darth Vader moments. Not only will every one of us face them and fail them, but no matter how many you fail, there will be another day, another chance. And so for those that view today as the end, not the end, if we do nothing or everything today, God has a plan for each of you. But I'm choosing to meet this Darth Vader moment with a measure of certainty that I won't face it with fear, nor that I will face it alone. And if we have to spend the next 6 hours talking about that, it's okay too. The theater of Jefferson City will go on long after we gavel out today. Let's do something great for Missouri today. I know that we have failed in every moment up until now to get this done. And still, even now, there are opportunities. There are chances to deviate from this path. Do what's right by the people of this state. You know, the substitute motion that we just saw, when I made my motion to go to Senate Bill 540, which is the personal property tax code cut, the substitute motion made by the senator from the 18th was to go to a bill that contains, guess what? Sports betting. The people in this room were not only voting in that roll call vote to not cut personal property taxes, they were voting to go to sports betting instead. That's the message that this chamber just sent every Missourian that on December 1st of every year goes and pays rent on their cars. The relationship between the people and its elected officials just took another hit. And if this is how today ends, it won't be remembered as anything other than a victory of the status quo. A victory of the powerful over the weak. Who are the powerful? The powerful are those that have the resources to spend millions of dollars to push legislation that benefits them. The weak are those whose voices are ignored when the status quo wins. Government is often about an expansion of the power of the strong over the weak. Oftentimes on this floor, I hear senators from both parties talk about defending the weak being defined in a number of ways, 34 different ways to be precise. And never has an expansion of government, the strong, been good for the weak. And when all but 8 senators are willing to go on the roll call vote, that we're going to ignore the burdens being faced by 6 million Missourians because they're paying rent on a car. Wrong one. And I don't think anybody in Missouri gives a hoot about senatorial procedure when they're standing in line in their county office writing a $300 check for a 10-year-old Honda Civic. And to see individuals claim that the idea that decorum should prevent us from doing what's right because we want to be nice. Nobody got into politics because they were intent on being nice. We don't pass big ideas and reform broken government and take on powerful, wealthy special interests because our intention was to hope that they would be nice. And yet, this is the moment that we're in. Will I stand down against the pressure of Jefferson City that is telling me right now? You could read the text, the tweets, whatever you want to read, that I should sit down and trust in the process. I have seen this process longer than almost anybody currently serving in this chamber. And I am here to tell you, the process does not work for the everyday Missourian who's paying for the waste and growth of government in its capital city. The process doesn't work for reformers who are willing to cut against the grain and stand up and say that this isn't okay. The process doesn't work for somebody who has so little connection to political theater that the only time they touch politics, maybe when they go put a tank of gas in their car and they say, gee, that's a lot more expensive. Or, gee, why should I be paying rent to the government? And they ask themselves, when is someone going to stand up for me and say no more? Well, I cleared my desk. Senate is now on record that we will not, that there is no desire, apparently, go to a personal property tax cut. When I woke up this morning, I understood that that was a distinct possibility. I came here knowing that the status quo is strong. And long before anybody listening to my voice now was in this chamber, serving in this chamber, or working in this chamber, was a part of it, this building, this town, was facilitating the failure of Darth Vader moments decades ago. So, in spite of our efforts to use the tools of diplomacy for a vast majority of this session, we have been denied that, so we will choose a different route. Chapter 4.
Two senators standing, the senator from Shelby.
If I have 3 members standing, I'd like to ask for a personal point of privilege.
You do have 3 members standing. You have a point of personal privilege.
This won't be nearly as long as the last speech. I would just like to say that none of us want to be Darth Vader. We just want to do the work of the Senate. And that involves a lot of give and take, a lot of conversation, a lot of cooperation. I'm a friend of the senator from the 23rd, and he has a lot of bright ideas and good points to make. But the fact remains that if we can't have something we want, we need to sit down with people and discuss how will this work. And I want to touch on the personal property tax issue, because we hear about it every year. And when it first came up 2 or 3 years ago, I asked, exactly how will that work? Because I'm from a rural area. I'm actually from a working background from a trucking company. So I'm not one of the powerful, privileged people here. But I do understand that today's world is very difficult for our middle-class working citizens. And I do understand that I'm not from St. Charles, where there are new businesses all the time, and it's one of the fastest-growing counties in the state of Missouri. I'm from Shelby County, where we continue to lose population, and I represent 14 counties where we pretty much have that same situation. So while just making a blanket statement of, well, let's just cut personal property tax, and when I said, tell me how that will work. How will that work for Shelby County? Because in Shelby County, the personal property tax pays for our roads and our schools and our nursing home. And the senator from the 23rd said it does not pay for nursing homes. So I went ahead and got the sheet out and showed him it does pay for nursing homes. And these are vulnerable people. So I just bring this up to show you that every issue is complicated. And every issue has lots of different sides to it. And you have to be able to work with everybody, and you have to be able to hear what it's like in their neighborhood. Because when we pass something here and it affects every single person in Missouri, we have to believe that we understand what the effect of that will be. Will it be better for their family? Who's paying for it? How is it going to work? And that requires a lot of work. A lot less time standing on the Senate floor, reading from books, blocking other people because they don't agree with you. We're not Darth Vader. We're senators and working people trying to represent the people from our neighborhoods. And we need cooperation from everyone to get that done. And we've had a very difficult time because of a very small group of people led by the senator from the 23rd. As I say, he's my friend, or he was, but you know, we've had some pretty strong arguments, but we want the Senate to function as a responsible, respected body, and we want to respect everybody's opinion. We're not Darth Vader. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator of the 23rd, you can proceed with your speaking on the motion.
Mr. President, may I ask a quick question? I will ask a question.
Would you like to inquire of the chair?
I would like to inquire briefly.
State your inquiry.
Is there a rule that specifies that three members standing?
There is no such rule. The proper motion would have been to ask for unanimous consent or to ask without objection.
Just check it.
Which would have given you the opportunity to object. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I inquire of the senator from Lawrence?
Senator Lawrence, you yield to the inquiry.
I do.
You may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator. It's been an exciting morning so far, hasn't it?
It has been.
I mean, if you look at what we're doing here, first of all, let me kind of set the tone. I feel like for the past two sessions, last year, we didn't even have a last day. But something always crazy happens on the last day. Last year, we didn't have a last day. If you recall, remember, that was in the midst of the redistricting conversation. We ended up adjourning a day early.
Yes.
The year before that, The chamber adjourned on a motion from the minority floor leader. You recall that? Remember that?
I do.
And this year, on the last day, we're actually on Wednesday right now, according to the Senate Journal. So 1 year we didn't do anything at all. 1 year we were adjourned early by the minority party, and this year we're still on Wednesday. So it seems like something crazy always seems to happen on the last day.
I made the offer earlier today to make that motion to sine die, but the majority leader said no. And so that still could come into play. Who knows?
Well, one way or the other, we got about 6 hours and 15 minutes to work out a resolution.
That's right.
Three senators standing. The senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I move the Senate stand adjourned until 3 p.m. this day.
The senator from Shelby has moved that the Senate stand adjourned until 3 p.m. this day. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those to the contrary say no. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned until 3 p.m. this day.